Welcome on into a Thursday, August 15th edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Charlie Long taking you till 8 p.m. this evening. This hour, we're going to get into our training camp sound bank brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll check in on those Dirty Birds. Atlanta Falcons beat reporter for ESPN, Mark Raimondi, will talk to him about all the latest moves for the Falcons, getting Matthew Judon and also today's signing safety Justin Simmons. I know the black and gold fans, the Houdat Nation out there, Bobby, has been, I guess, a little down in the dumps lately after seeing that offensive line performance in preseason game number one. Now you got an injury to Fuaga, and then seeing what Atlanta's been doing to boost their defense just looks like it's making it a tougher hole in that NFC South race.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It could change week to week, but right now we definitely underdogs. You know, under the radar, however you describe it. No, I mean we could shock the nation. I don't know about the world. You know, the nation that follows the NFL and where we're at. I'd say the expectations for the Saints having success is very low, and. And it's very high for Atlanta right now. They kind of view, from a national perspective, like I said, they kind of view Atlanta right now as, okay, which team I'm going to pick, not my favorite team, what team I pick that might come out of nowhere and do something. And Atlanta's one of those teams. I've said this, Washington Commanders.
The Bears.
Chicago Bears.
Right.
You know, a couple of teams that are also mentioned. I don't know about the AFC. I've been on this, but they don't have any weapons, people think. But I just like Jim Harbaugh, the Chargers. What did the Chargers win last year? 5 games? So people said, okay, Bobby, you think, well, one of your dark horse Super Bowls, you got the Chargers playing the 49ers in the Super Bowl, which already happened. You know, I remember talking with Stan Brock. Stan Brock had left the Saints, was playing for the Chargers. And the quarterback of the Chargers from Monroe, Louisiana, Stan Humphries.
Okay.
No, not Monroe. He's from Southwood and Shreveport. But he played at Louisiana Monroe, which is now, I guess it's called University of Louisiana. It was Northeast Louisiana at the time. But, yeah, so that was the Chargers, 49ers Super Bowl, Steve Young. The 49ers waxed them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I said my ultimate blue-collar Super Bowl. And now, they're not under the radar, that being both the Lions and the Cleveland Browns.
Not anymore. Not your mommy and daddy's Browns and Lions.
Yeah. Now, what kind of quarterback play will Cleveland get from Deshaun Watson? Or all of a sudden, Deshaun Watson's not playing and Jameis Winston's playing?
Dun, 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 dun.
No, Jameis Winston couldn't be on a better team. You know, you talk about supporting cast. Him going to Cleveland.
Right, you got weapons and you got a defense.
Number one defense. They had number one defense in the NFL last year, that being the Browns, and we all know about Coach Campbell and the Lions. So, no, that would be, I don't know, from a truly sexy or international perspective, you can't get more blue-collar Detroit and Cleveland. You know, talk about regionalized. You know, you want to be representing some of the West Coast, East Coast, some of that's kind of, but you know, you got to throw them a bone, and that would be interesting coming to New Orleans. I mean, that would ultimately, like I say, be the blue collar Super Bowl, that being Detroit and Cleveland, if that would ever occur.
No, you've got an interesting pick with the Chargers as you know, your team that no one's expecting to do anything, kind of like the Houston Texans of last year. I don't know who that is in the AFC because I'm trying to go through it and I can't really think of anybody that I think is kind of flying under the radar right now that could make a splash out there.
Yeah, it has to be like almost, you can't like almost pick a team that was in the playoffs last year. You might say, well, what about the Dolphins? No, the Dolphins were in the playoffs. They just can't play in cold weather.
I don't even think the Indianapolis Colts are a team that are under the radar right now. People are expecting a lot of them.
Right. When Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. No, Shane Steichen in year two.
Anthony Richardson's a man child. that dude is a flat-out physical specimen. Steve, I don't know if I've seen a quarterback that big. Because, you know, Michael Vick, and all, you know how they can run and all. But Michael Vick was little. You know, you look in with the Ravens. You like look at Jane Daniels. Whatever quarterback you think can
I had
run.
To pull it up. Just so everyone knows, Anthony Richardson, 6'4", 244 pounds.
Yeah, and no, it's like...
It's like Cam Newton.
Like a fullback, yes, like Cam Newton. And Cam Newton was tough. That's a good comparison, Steve, as far as their physical presence.
Maybe accuracy, too.
I think Cam Newton might be more accurate than him, as far as, you know, the accuracy goes. But again, even though they're trying to protect the quarterback, he still got hurt. He's still too aggressive, but I think that's the only way he knows how to play for him to ultimately have success. So, yeah, I don't know if you could say the Colts are under the radar.
Right. The Jets certainly aren't.
No, the Jets, because Aaron Rodgers, they say underachieved. You know, if you go through all the teams, that would be interesting. It would be... No,
we'll just look at the East. Miami Dolphins, New York Jets, New England Patriots, Buffalo Bills. I think, you know, Dolphins, Jets, Bills are all contenders.
Right, right, right.
We know the Patriots are in that rebuilding mode. That. Right.
It would be like almost, okay, look at the AFC South. Will the Jaguars bounce back?
Possibly. I could see that as a team maybe.
Yeah, but
that's out of nowhere. Right, they do, exactly.
It would be almost that the Titans do something with Will Levis. Now, that would shock everybody in the AFC because you view the Texans – the Jaguars and the Colts versus the Titans. Who
well,
we play
if the Titans have
in
a
the
big
last
year,
preseason
just
game.
Wait for the text line to light up because everyone's going to be going, I told you we should have drafted Tajay Spears.
Oh, yeah, the running back, yeah.
He's now taking over. Obviously, Derrick Henry's with the Baltimore Ravens. They're not flying under the radar. Baltimore has got a ton of talent out there still.
Boy, you know, when you look young and hopefully prosperous quarterbacks, you know who's not prospering in a different environment? And how about Justin Fields with the Steelers?
Man, right.
How about you get, you know, I don't know, quarterback center exchange? That has to be automatic. You can't mess that up a couple of times.
And he leaves Chicago. Look how they stocked up on wide receivers now that he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, you never know. You would think between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, they can get some kind of quarterback stability.
Right.
No, Joe Burrow bounces back. Well, he should bounce back.
Expected,
I
right.
think Joe Burrow's a stud. I mean, you just got to stay healthy. So you look at Cleveland, I'm telling you.
I don't think they're Deshaun, under the radar, though, either.
Deshaun Watson. People already have given up on Deshaun Watson. I haven't. Bobby, that was a long time ago when he played
that. It does seem pretty ancient.
He played an awesome game against the Saints. Remember in the Dome?
Right.
When he was throwing dimes. But I still think he has something left in the tank. So you look at Steelers, the Ravens. Oh, okay, come on, Lamar.
Right.
And then they add Derrick Henry. So, their defense is not going to be the same. So, okay, forget that division. Okay, you know who could be one, Steve, now that I think of it?
Sean in Denver.
Yes, in the AFC West. The Broncos or the Raiders?
I don't feel like they're going to be make any noise, though.
Well, right, be like the C.J. Stroud of the AFC this year.
I don't have that much faith in Bo Nix as everyone else.
Yeah, with Denver, that's why I said, truly, I said with the Saints connection, I think I said that last week, truly Denver and New Orleans, that being the Saints and the Broncos, are under the radar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you look at Sean Payton.
And probably the Saints a lot more just because Sean Payton's in Denver and expected to do something in year two.
Right, right, right. And what does that mean? Have a winning season?
Right. I think that's the goal, obviously, in Denver right now. You got a tough division there, man.
Yeah. When you look at the Chiefs, until the Chiefs, the whole AFC. But I guess, Steve, that's why, I don't know, I was trying to pick a team. I went with the Chargers because I'm a Justin Herbert fan. You know, Herbert Hebert, my long-lost cousin, and I've been friends with Jim Harbaugh since Michigan Panther days, when he was at Michigan, was quarterback in the Michigan Wolverines. This is going back to 40 years. So that's why I've been knowing him, and I'll never forget, it was either 91 or 92, we put a whooping on the Bears. I think we won 20-6, and I was the quarterback for the Saints, and Harbaugh was the quarterback for the Bears. That was before he was with the Colts and all that. Remember that, him and Mike Tomczak from Ohio State and all? So you remember all them stories. But, yeah, so if I had to pick a dark horse right now, that's what I don't know, why not? I'll go with the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh.
When we get back from this break, we will get into our training camp sound bank brought to you by the sound banking of First American. First up to bat, Dennis Allen, head coach of the Saints. We'll see what he had to say right after this on WWL Saints Radio. Welcome back into Sports Talk, getting into our training camp sound bank now brought to you by the sound banking of First American. After today's practice, Coach Dennis Allen was asked right off the bat, what are his thoughts about this black and gold run game after preseason game number one?
That's really kind of hard to tell. You know, again, we're not in live game action, tackling, all those kinds of things. I would say there was a couple of plays, you know, and in particular, I thought the first play of the game, you know, against Arizona looked like a real run. And yet, I think there's some things that we can maybe get cleaned up there that maybe that is more than just a, you know, a five-yard run. So I think it's still kind of to be determined. I'm encouraged by some of the things I've seen in the run game, but I think it's still to be determined.
Still to be determined on that run game. Yeah, with the issues along the offensive line ain't helping, obviously.
Well, whenever the head coach says, I don't know, I saw at least one run. What? No, how about like 25 to 30 runs? And I'm not saying it all has to be 5-7 yard runs. Like, for instance, Jordan Mims, he had a nice 10-yard run.
Right.
And you know, like we see in OTA's minicamp division, the one cut and he hit it and he got it. That was a nice run.
But too few and far between. Like you've mentioned before, it was flipped on how you wanted to see things. The Saints had 3.5 yards rushing and allowed 4.7 yards per rush.
Yeah, no, we need
average, that opposite.
We
right.
need average 4.7.
Right.
Like, remember the one time I was watching the game with you, and like Jamal Williams, he was like shot out of cannon. He was so fired up. I think it was after a 7-yard run. You know, he had 6 runs for 20 yards, 3.3-yard average. Remember that 7-yard run? He said, who's he yelling at? He was all, like, all fired up.
Right.
And I said, good.
Flexing.
I said, yeah, flexing. Good. Have about 4 or 5 7-yard runs instead of 1.
He powered up like a Pokemon there.
Yeah, yeah. So, that'll be interesting to see against the 49ers the way we structured, and the 49ers are like this, too. And why I bring up – why Bobby, why are you bringing up the 49ers? Well, because Clint Kubiak and Coach Shanahan, we're running with the 49ers run. We got Alvin Kamara, they got Christian McCaffrey and all that. So that style offense, and you look around the league, who's part of that coaching tree.
It's amazing.
The Shanahan.
Yeah.
So they're not rushing the ball 15, 18 times a game. No, I'm telling you, it's like high 20s to low 30s. So 28, I don't know, just say 28 to 34 rushing attempts. What do you know, you have 65 plays. How you mix another run in the pass. So that's why against San Fran and the Titans, excuse me, in preseason, like we had 29 rushing attempts.
Yeah.
Well, in your 20, let's say 30 rushing attempts. Let's round it off. So what I'd want to see against the 49ers or against the Titans, let's say we ran the ball 60 times combined in both those games, and we averaged 4.5 yards a run. Then I would say, well, you know what?
You know, the old line's doing its job.
Yes, I'd say then
everyone's hitting their holes.
Yeah, we kind of turned the corner in the rush. Not like when we're going to come after the 49ers game or the Titans game going into the season. We still averaging 2.8 to 3.5 yards a carry. That ain't going to get it done. And I'm telling you, Derek Carr, I think, is going to still – I think he's familiar with what we're doing and the confidence he's playing in right now. I think he'll get off to a fast start and how he finished the season. But is that enough to lead the team to victory? You know, he can be having success, but if he truly can't keep a defense off balance and we can't run, he can be having success, but you got to win. You know, he's going to get too much of the glory or too much of the blame. The same thing to me. Really, the whole running back room, but I particularly look at Alvin Kamara, and when I look at Alvin Kamara, he didn't forget how to run. And Steve, I'm doing a little homework before the game Sunday night, and you know who this is like the past since 2017. You know who's the only really running back better than Alvin Kamara?
Got to be McCaffrey, huh?
Yeah, and Derrick Henry.
Right.
Okay. Total yards from scrimmage since 2017, Christian McCaffrey has 450 more yards than Alvin Kamara, and Derrick Henry has like 300. So I'm just talking like, okay.
But still top three.
Yeah. And then you look, you know, how you utilize the running back, same type of offense, receptions since 2017, almost mirror images. McCaffrey has 509, Kamara has 505.
Right.
Receiving yards. McCaffrey, 4,320. Alvin Kamara, 4,215. No, when I was looking at all that, I said, well, shoot. And then you look at, okay, how you counted on the game plan. I got one more. Most 100-plus total yards from scrimmage since 2017. McCaffrey has had 55. Kamara, 49. Derrick Henry, 48. So I'm just telling you right now that Alvin Kamara hasn't forgotten how to run. They got a block for him. And if we cannot run, let's say, against Carolina or the first month, Alvin Kamara is too old. Derek Carr can't play quarterback. And it might be a situation where it didn't matter who was the running back or the quarterback.
Right, you could have
they'd be struggling to have success if the O-line doesn't do their job.
Right, you could have Mahomes and Derrick Henry. And that's still not going to get it done if you don't have the guys in the trenches blocking for you.
Yeah. and again, they might get too much of the glory, but then they'll get a lot of the blame. Well, we need a new quarterback. We need to replace Alvin Kamara. It might be, no, the damn offensive line just sucks. And so I've got to wait and see how it's going to play out. And now, you know, I like NFL history. This is another one. And how utilizing the running back. Most games with 10-plus receptions. That's a lot. You know how a receiver would love to have, like, I don't know, not talk about targets. There's actually receptions catches, in a game. Most games with 10-plus receptions in NFL history. Christian McCaffrey, 11. In NFL history, that's number one. NFL history. Guess who's number two? Alvin Kamara with 7. Now, this is with LaDainian Tomlinson. And all that, the old fullback who the Cardinals used to throw to from Stephen F. Austin, Larry Centers and stuff, who was a pass receiving fullback. You know, he had 6. But I was just looking at that. So, and just watching Alvin run, because I remember OTAs, I'm going to watch him, how he's cutting and running. No, he didn't forget how to run. Now, at times he might get a little discouraged and not want to bang it between the tackles when he's getting beat up and not being rewarded. So he might pull a few Franco Harris moves and run out of bounds. Because, you know, a couple of times, got to get the first down. Put your head down. You know how he want to save himself, go out of bounds? I think
instead of taking the hit, I'm just going to skip out of bounds.
A lot of times I think he was kind of discouraged. Well, we don't need him being discouraged. No, we need Alvin Kamara, I'm telling you right now, to be ready to roll. If this offense is going to be a glimpse of the 49ers and what they do offensively, because that's kind of the poster child.
Starts up front.
It starts up front, but Alvin Kamara needs to do Christian McCaffrey-type things, which he's done his
career. To open up other things for Carr, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, you were talking about being discouraged. Something, you know, coming out of practice notes today, Taliese Fuaga left early with a back issue. Coach Dennis Allen was asked, well, will Fuaga play on Sunday?
I have no idea. I mean, all I know is they took him in probably during the individual period. He had some back tightness. Looked to me like, you know, prior to even starting practice, looked to me like he was kind of stretching his back out maybe a little bit. So I don't know if that was bothering him beforehand. So I would say this. I would say if he is a healthy body and capable of playing, then he'll play in the game. And if he's not, then he won't. But I really have no idea right now. I mean, the only thing I know is he had some back tightness.
So, yeah, you heard Coach Dennis Allen there talking about Taliese Fuaga leaving early with that back issue. Not sure yet if he's going to be able to suit up on Sunday. It's going to be kind of a wait-and-see approach. I know we heard Deuce McAllister talking about it earlier. You know, you put some heat on it, put some ice on it, try to stretch it out. Whatever you got to do to get Fuaga back on the field. Hopefully it isn't anything serious. I'm sure we'll find out more with practice tomorrow. And then one good thing, after tomorrow's practice, obviously they're going to be flying off to San Fran for that game. And
then they
come back
home.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Come back home, you got Titans.
But right now, we don't know the severity of the issue with Fuaga.
Well, and in theory, again, I think he's going to play well. I think he's going to work out. And he's going to be a left tackle. Or a right tackle. I think he could be any tackle and will work out as a starter. You know, we could count on McCoy at center. I think we could count on Fuaga at tackle. Now, he's a left tackle. I think he could be a right tackle. But he still needs to play. You know, like you could practice and all that, but he's played one game against the Cardinals. Look how many limited snaps.
Sure.
So right now you can't say, well, your back's bothering you. Just play through it. Then what if it's worse? And because, you know, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. You want him ready to roll come Carolina, but you want him also to have that game experience.
Right, the live refs.
The live refs and, you know, being able to play Sunday night against San Fran. And then because they had the mini bye before the season starts, you know, we always talk about that, even to play against Tennessee. Now, you might say, oh, I've seen enough. You don't have to play against the Titans before the Carolina game. But I would say no. For him to really be confident and not play like a rookie where we could count on him. And right now, you know, this shouldn't be the case. But he might be the second best offensive lineman besides McCoy right now. McCoy being number one, and Cesar Ruiz might be number three. And that shouldn't be that way. I mean, I think as much as Cesar Ruiz has played,
right.
And what
a
we got,
shouldn't be coming
and,
in.
And we paid him. We paid McCoy. We paid Cesar Ruiz. Okay, McCoy's living up to it. Cesar Ruiz, come on, are we paying you like there should be no questions whether you're the man? You can't be like this. Fuaga just got here, and then he might be better than you. I guess it's a good problem to have. So then 3 out of 5 is working out. You want all across the board to work out. But no, that to me, that's a little discouraging. If you know, everyone speaking the truth and not BSing no one is like, okay, how much better is Cesar Ruiz than Fuaga right now? Or it might be, well, Bobby, you know what? We think Fuaga's even better than Cesar Ruiz right now. You know, and I'd be like, whoa, come on, Cesar. We paid you. You should be ready to roll and be. He's getting paid like he's a legit starter, one of the, top guards, but not in the bottom end of starting guards in the league, but at least middle to the top guard, so play like that.
Definitely needs to show more on tape because the first preseason game was not a good showing for him amongst, you know, a bunch of guys on the O-line. Obviously, Trevor Penning was another one. Everybody's been dogging of late, and we need to see something from him in his second game against San Fran.
Well, Steve, as we go into the break, but talk about, you know, the blind leading the blind. Can you imagine, and Kamara might say, man, we need to run left. I don't know about going right. With Cesar and Trevor Penning, how they're communicating, man, I'm getting the ball. I'm getting hit in the backfield. Or the penetration, you know.
Well, and then defense is obviously going to pick up on that.
Oh, they're going to do stunts and try and confuse him? Oh, I don't want to have a nightmare tonight.
Right.
I'm trying to be positive.
We're going to get back to our Saints training camp sound bank that's brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American right after this break. Stay tuned here on WWL. All right, welcome back into Sports Talk. Cajun Cannon and myself, Steve Geller, with Charlie Long, taking until 8 p.m. this evening, getting back into our training camp sound bank that's brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American. One another rookie, we were just talking about Fuaga. Well, on the defensive side of the ball, Coach Dennis Allen was asked, how's the camp going for a guy we're not talking much about in Christian Boyd?
A lot like most of these rookies, like a lot of good things. I see some things I'm encouraged by. I think he's a big physical player, and yet I think he's a pretty decent athlete for a guy his size. And so I see some things that I like, and then there's some fundamental and technique things that get him in trouble, and he ends up getting behind a block or something like that. And so those are all things that he has to, you know, continue to improve on. I like his work ethic. I like that he's buying into the things that we're asking him to do. And I think he's a guy that, you know, we're counting on being able to help us this year.
Boy, you know, the sixth-round pick out of Northern Iowa, Cajun Cannon.
Well, he's the real Northern Iowa player. you know, him and
we're
Trevor
hoping,
Penning,
right?
From Northern Iowa. Yeah, I'd have more confidence in him and just, you know, his ability. You know, he's 6'2", 320, so he's a load. You look at him like sixth-round pick. And, you know, he's an old rookie, 24 years of age. Let me see what he did in the game. I think he had like a tackle or two. He, let me see what he ended up doing. He had one tackle. You know, I'm trying to find it for sure, Steve, what he ended up doing. But yeah, boy, let me see right here. Yeah, he had one assist. He was in. He was part not a solo tackle, but assist. So he had one total tackle. Now Heflin, you look at Heflin. He ended up a lot like Lelos. You look at that name, Heflin. He had a half a sack, and he had a quarterback hurry, a quarterback pressure. You look at a guy like Heflin. He reminds me a lot like Lelos. Now, he's 6'3", 304, 2 years out of Iowa, a free agent. He's just like the blue-collar football player that I can say like Heflin or Lelos, they could play professional football. Now, it might not be the NFL, you know, practice squad. It might be the UFL or whatever. But he's another one to me. That I remember, you know, you're taking notes in practice, and now you have to look who he's going against, whatever.
Right.
But again, he had an opportunity in the game. He came up with a half a sack and a quarterback hurry. So he did being disruptive. So I would expect Lelos and Heflin, both of those cats. Now, you'd want Boyd to be in that number. That when they're going against the 49ers in the second half or the Tennessee Titans in the second, third, or fourth quarter, that they're making plays. I'd be surprised if they're not, you're not charting them. You know, that they putting up some numbers on the stat sheet, whether they be combined tackles or quarterback hurries, tackles for a loss, sacks, whatever. I'd be surprised over the next preseason games, 49ers and Titans, that they don't put up some numbers.
Next up in the Sound Bay, Cajun Cannon, Coach Dennis Allen was asked, how hard is it right now to grade this defense and some of the starters aren't even playing?
I like what I'm seeing from the guys that are out there. And in particular, I like some of the things I'm seeing out of our defensive line. I think we got a big physical group up front. And more so than that, like, they have the right demeanor and they play the right way. They play a tough, aggressive style of defense, a physical style of defense. And that's what wins in our league. And so I like that. And I think that the defense starts with the front and their ability to control the line of scrimmage. And so I see some good things out of that group. Like, I thought there were some things in terms of the pass rush in that 2 minute that was really good. And so I'm in a good spot with what I think our defense can be.
Allen mentioned there he likes what he's seen out of that D-line, Cajun Cannon. Was there a message to them about having more intensity this season?
Not necessarily those guys in particular, but our whole group defensively. I think we have a standard, and that standard's pretty freaking high. And so our expectation of how we're going to play needs to be better than it was last season. And so that's just what happens when, you know, you have consistently played at a high level. The expectations are a lot more. I'm not talking about outside expectations. I'm talking about the expectations inside the building. I think all of our defense has taken to that, and they've attacked these practices with the right mindset. I mean, there's not a lot of guys, you know, loafing around out here. There's some intent to what we're doing. And so, and I think that's what the foundation of what we built this defense on has been. And guys are getting back to that more. And look, that's on us as coaches. You know, that's the standard that, you know, we need to set. And then that goes through our, you know, veteran players to, you know, hold each other accountable to playing to that standard.
While that O-line has looked some troublesome early on right now, Cajun Cannon, yeah, the D-line came out the gates and it looks strong right away.
Well, yeah, this is what I think. Where we're at defensively, the Saints of 2024, with our defense, we have the defense to win 10 games. But we don't have the offensive line to win 10 games. So if I you know, again, I think I'm not worried about the defense.
Can Cam Jordan play O-line?
Even scoring defense, I think even to have a chance to help out our offense, we're going to have to be exactly like we were last year, top 10, giving up like 19 points a game, 19 and a half, somewhere around there. That's going to be that critical. But again, I think we have a defense to win the 10 games. I don't think to win 10 games, 9, 10, around there. I don't know if we have the offensive line to win 10.
Right, it's not even the weapons you have. I think there's enough there, obviously, but it's the protection. And obviously the run blocking.
I think with our defense right now and with the quarterback we have, with Alvin Kamara, not him staying healthy, and even Chris Olave, the receivers, and even our skill room, so I should say our skill set room.
Combined with special teams.
And that the defense is playing how I think they're going to play in special teams, that we can win 10 games. Well, but with our offensive line, I just don't know if we can do that right now. I'm kind of discouraged right now. Hopefully, that's not the case. But I'm kind of interested to see our offensive line, how if they're ever going to come together, you know, as a unit. Right now, ultimately.
Luckily, it's just one preseason game. They got to do something Sunday for sure.
And you know how when you're really gelling as offensive line, you don't have just five guys. You have for sure six, if not seven. Right now, we just wish we had four. You talk about like five. No, I mean, like, we have two, maybe three. No, that's why I'm trying to be positive, but that's why I'm telling you, I'm not worried about the defense. And Dennis Anderson, I think our defense is going to knock a snide bubble. We're going to be all right. It's a 10-win type defense, I believe.
Sound off with the Cajun Cannon folks on the Oakland Harbor Jewelers Talking Text Line. It's 504-260-1870. Coming right back with more Sports Talk right after the break. All righty, back here on Sports Talk, and we'll do one more clip from Dennis Allen on a training camp sound bank that's brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American. And DA was asked, how big is Sunday's game against the 49ers for guys who are competing for roster spots?
Well, look, I think they're all important for a lot of these guys. Obviously, we're playing a team has been over the last, few years and is, again, another one of those teams that, a lot of people are talking about as, a contending team. And so it gives us, an opportunity to kind of measure up a little bit. And yet I have no idea what their starting lineups are going to look like, but we'll put 11 out there. I'm sure they will too, and we'll go play some football.
Yeah, obviously a big game. You always hear this as a job interview for guys right now.
Yeah, and but again, that's why I wish we'd have practiced against them. But a
little bit more of a gauge of against some of their elite guys.
Yeah, if their elite guys weren't hurt,
right?
That's why we couldn't practice. They had, we had a dozen injuries. They had 13. They had two dozen. Around 24 injuries. Even McCaffrey, Fred Warner, their stud linebacker, like we count on DeMario Davis. Well, Fred Warner's that type of guy. But, their first preseason game, I think they went to Nashville. They played the Titans. I think they lost like 17-13. I don't think none of their starters even played. So I think if they are healthy, since they didn't play against the Titans in the first preseason game, that some 49ers starters would play against the Saints come Sunday night.
Yeah, looking at this list of injuries, it's pretty ridiculous. Also, a guy who doesn't have an injury, but he was placed on the reserve, did not report. All right, welcome back into Sports Talk. Cajun Cannon and myself, Steve Geller, with Charlie Long, taking until 8 p.m. this evening, getting back into our training camp sound bank that's brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American. One another rookie, we were just talking about Fuaga. Well, on the defensive side of the ball, Coach Dennis Allen was asked, how's the camp going for a guy we're not talking much about in Christian Boyd?
A lot like most of these rookies, like a lot of good things. I see some things I'm encouraged by. I think he's a big physical player, and yet I think he's a pretty decent athlete for a guy his size. And so I see some things that I like, and then there's some fundamental and technique things that get him in trouble, and he ends up getting behind a block or something like that. And so those are all things that he has to, continue to improve on. I like his work ethic. I like that he's buying into the things that we're asking him to do. And I think he's a guy that, we're counting on being able to help us this year.
Boy, sixth-round pick out of Northern Iowa, Cajun Cannon.
Well, he's the real Northern Iowa player. him and Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa. Yeah, I'd have more confidence in him and just, his ability. He's 6'2", 320, so he's a load. You look at him like sixth-round pick. And, he's an old rookie, 24 years of age. Let me see what he did in the game. I think he had like a tackle or two. He, let me see what he ended up doing. He had one tackle. I'm trying to find it for sure, Steve, what he ended up doing. But let me see right here. Yeah, he had one assist. He was part not a solo tackle, but assist. So he had one total tackle. Now Heflin, you look at Heflin. He ended up a lot like Lelos. You look at that name, Heflin. He had a half a sack, and he had a quarterback hurry, a quarterback pressure. You look at a guy like Heflin. He reminds me a lot like Lelos. Now he's 6'3", 304, 2 years out of Iowa, a free agent. He's just like the blue collar football player that I can say like Heflin or Lelos, they could play professional football. Now it might not be the NFL, you know, practice squad. It might be the UFL or whatever. But he's another one to me that I remember. You know, you're taking notes in practice. And now you have to look who he's going against, whatever.
Right.
But again, he had an opportunity in the game. He came up with a half a sack and a quarterback hurry. So he did being disruptive. So I would expect Lelos and Heflin, both of those cats. Now, you'd want Boyd to be in that number. That when they're going against the 49ers in the second half or the Tennessee Titans in the second, third, or fourth quarter, that, well, that they're making plays. I'd be surprised if they're not you're not charting them. You know, that they putting up some numbers on the stat sheet, whether it be combined tackles or quarterback hurries, tackles for a loss, sacks, whatever. I'd be surprised over the next preseason games, 49ers and Titans, that they don't put up some numbers.
Next up in the Sound Bay, Cajun Cannon, Coach Dennis Allen was asked, how hard is it right now to grade this defense and some of the starters aren't even playing?
I like what I'm seeing from the guys that are out there. And in particular, I like some of the things I'm seeing out of our defensive line. I think we got a big physical group up front. And more so than that, like, they have the right demeanor and they play the right way. They play a tough, aggressive style of defense, a physical style of defense. And that's what wins in our league. And so I like that. And I think that the defense starts with the front and their ability to control the line of scrimmage. And so I see some good things out of that group. Like, I thought there were some things in terms of the pass rush in that 2 minute that was really good. And so I'm in a good spot with what I think our defense can be.
Allen mentioned there he likes what he's seen out of that D-line, Cajun Cannon. Was there a message to them about having more intensity this season?
Not necessarily those guys in particular, but our whole group defensively. I think we have a standard, and that standard's pretty freaking high. And so our expectation of how we're going to play needs to be better than it was last season. And so that's just what happens when, you know, you have consistently played at a high level. The expectations are a lot more. I'm not talking about outside expectations. I'm talking about the expectations inside the building. I think all of our defense has taken to that, and they've attacked these practices with the right mindset. I mean, there's not a lot of guys, you know, loafing around out here. There's some intent to what we're doing. And so, and I think that's what the foundation of what we built this defense on has been. And guys are getting back to that more. And look, that's on us as coaches. You know, that's the standard that, you know, we need to set. And then that goes through our, you know, veteran players to, you know, hold each other accountable to playing to that standard.
While that O-line has looked some troublesome early on right now, Cajun Cannon, yeah, the D-line came out the gates and it looks strong right away.
Well, yeah, this is what I think. Where we're at defensively, the Saints of 2024, with our defense, we have the defense to win 10 games. But we don't have the offensive line to win 10 games. So if I you know, again, I think I'm not worried about the defense.
Can Cam Jordan play O-line?
Even scoring defense, I think even to have a chance to help out our offense, we're going to have to be exactly like we were last year, top 10, giving up like 19 points a game, 19 and a half, somewhere around there. That's going to be that critical. But again, I think we have a defense to win the 10 games. I don't think to win 10 games, 9, 10, around there. I don't know if we have the offensive line to win 10.
Right, it's not even the weapons you have. I think there's enough there, obviously, but it's the protection. And obviously the run blocking.
I think with our defense right now and with the quarterback we have, with Alvin Kamara, not him staying healthy, and even Chris Olave, the receivers, and even our skill room, so I should say our skill set room.
Combined with special teams.
And that the defense is playing how I think they're going to play in special teams, that we can win 10 games. Well, but with our offensive line, I just don't know if we can do that right now. I'm kind of discouraged right now. Hopefully that's not the case, but I'm kind of interested to see our offensive line, how if they're ever going to come together, you know, as a unit. Right now, ultimately,
luckily, it's just one preseason game. They got to do something Sunday for sure.
And you know how when you're really gelling as offensive line, you don't have just five guys. You have for sure six, if not seven. Right now, we just wish we had four. You talk about like five. No, I mean, like, we have two, maybe three. No, that's why I'm trying to be positive. But that's why I'm telling you, I'm not worried about the defense. And Dennis Anderson, I think our defense is going to knock a snide bubble. We're going to be all right. It's a 10-win type defense, I believe.
Sound off with the Cajun Cannon folks on the Oakland Harbor Jewelers Talking Text Line. It's 504-260-1870. Coming right back with more Sports Talk right after the break. All righty, back here on Sports Talk, and we'll do one more clip from Dennis Allen on a training camp sound bank that's brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American. And D.A. was asked, how big is Sunday's game against the 49ers for guys who are competing for roster spots?
Well, look, I think they're all important for a lot of these guys. Obviously, you know, we're playing a team has been over the last, you know, few years and is again another one of those teams that, you know, a lot of people are talking about as, a contending team. And so it gives us, you know, an opportunity to kind of measure up a little bit. And yet I have no idea what their starting lineups are going to look like, but we'll put 11 out there. I'm sure they will too, and we'll go play some football.
Yeah, obviously a big game. You know, you always hear this as a job interview for guys right now.
Yeah, and but again, that's why I wish we'd have practiced against them. But a
little bit more of a gauge of against some of their elite guys.
Yeah, if their elite guys weren't hurt,
right?
That's why we couldn't practice. They had, you know, we had a dozen injuries. They had 13. They had two dozen. You know, around 24 injuries. Even McCaffrey, Fred Warner, their stud linebacker, like we count on DeMario Davis. Well, Fred Warner's that type of guy. But, you know, their first preseason game, I think they went to Nashville. They played the Titans. I think they lost like 17-13. I don't think none of their starters even played. So I think if they are healthy, since they didn't play against the Titans in the first preseason game, that some 49ers starters would play against the Saints come Sunday night.
Yeah, looking at this list of injuries, it's pretty ridiculous. Also, a guy who doesn't have an injury, but he was placed on the reserve, did not report list, still offensive tackle Trent Williams for them, which is a big one.
Bob, why don't we get him?
We got to make a trade, right?
Put a few minimum salary, whatever, and give him the salary. But, I mean, because he's already like one of the top one or two tackles. Charlie, you probably got the numbers on that one. But he knows how valuable he is. He even wants more. And he got the 49ers body, you know what.
Well, next hour, those Dirty Birds making a lot of moves. We'll talk to Mark Raimondi, Atlanta Falcons beat writer from ESPN, checking in on the ATL. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this, after the top of the hour news. Stay tuned here on WWL.